This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years... they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We do have McKeon and Alicia producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Seth Cantor with another update here in about 27 minutes. Began the broadcast about an hour ago with a huge opinion on the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice when we beat the Russians. You remember where you were, don't you? Nothing has come close on the entire country being all in on one team. Nothing has, in my mind. Is there anything close? I would like to get your feedback at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. You can also tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter. And then we continued with conversation I heard during the final hour with Jody Mack before I went on. First minor league lace roster for the Astros in an exhibition game. Signs are being confiscated. People are banging on metal seats. This story has dwarfed baseball's beginning, and it will stay big until the Astros return the banner, the trophy, and all the rings. It's the only thing they can do. Rob Manfred for cutting the immunity deal. Oh, we didn't want it all tied up forever. No. You're supposed to be in charge. And I still can't get over managers and GMs being the fall guys and that the players ratted out everybody to save their own asses. I can't get over that. I really can't. It shows the character of that Astros clubhouse. Not everybody, but everybody who was in on this. I'm so surprised that a player, even with immunity, hasn't decided to break ranks and just be honest. But there's this clubhouse code, the same code that lets A.J. Hinch and the GM and Carlos Beltran and Cora just all take the bullets while they walk free and try and spin idiotic stories. So the big question is that Major League Baseball, I don't think they can do anything. I could see Rob Manfred getting fired by baseball ownership for how he's handled this. I really could see him being removed quickly. You're Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros. Give back the banner. Give back the trophy. Take all the rings. Give them back. They're dirty. And you dial down the heat. You agree or disagree with me? You can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. And like I said, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, we have a ton of people who have been hanging around. I appreciate it. Busy Saturday night. So cool to talk about 40th anniversary. It's amazing. Let's go to Keith in Pennsylvania. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge show.
Hey, well, first thing is the Miracle on Ice. I was a junior in high school, and the fact that we won that game let my dad give me permission that I could watch a few Flyers games. That was the first time I was allowed to watch hockey on TV.
Oh, wow.
Second thing, I was calling about this baseball nonsense.
Yes.
Going on with the Astros and all that. I used to be a large baseball fan. And I basically gave up on the game back in the 80s. And part of the reason was, I don't know if you remember the Pine Tar game.
Yeah, God, George Brett at Yankee Stadium, right?
Yeah, where they decided 3 months later that the rules at the start of the game weren't the rules at the end of the game. And it just became, with baseball, you never know what the rules are until they decide what rules they're going to enforce. So, you know, all you get from baseball is these are the suggestions of what you do. So if they broke a rule, they broke a suggestion that somebody's now deciding they want to enforce. That's the way I see it.
All right, well, Keith, and I appreciate your huge opinion from Pennsylvania. Have a great night, and thanks for the comments on the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. Yeah, a lot of people will say, well, it's the unwritten rules of baseball. No electronic equipment being used. You can't do that. The point here now is the cover-up and trying to play catch-up is where, even by taking away the banners, I don't, with the temperature of this right now, I don't know if there's anything that can be done unless players were suspended or released because of this, no matter how big their names are. Giving back the banner and the trophy and the rings would be a big move for the Astros to show everybody they understand the severity of keeping a trophy and a ring and a banner for cheating. That would be big. That to me is the out by Jim Crane, the Astros owner. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Julian in Minnesota, thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's a great night, buddy. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to pitch in about the Miracle. I think you hit a spot on. You're not going to have anything as big as that, other than maybe what happened after 9/11. Simply because it was the Olympics. And when it comes to American sports, we're pretty divided when it comes to our personal sports teams. So you won't see anybody that pitched in when it comes to an American sports team, thinking of everything that was going on in 1980. And then you keep in mind the 1972 men's basketball team that was robbed against the Soviets just 8 years prior, that it just built into what it was.
Thank you, Julian. I appreciate your huge opinion in Minnesota. Tiger Woods, somebody brought this up to me earlier today, winning the Masters last year. Everybody was all in, even the Tigers haters. But that just is nowhere near registering with the Miracle on Ice. And we don't go all in as a, you know, I think everybody was rooting for Tiger on that. I know you never get that now with Twitter and Facebook, but on that Sunday in April of 2019, come on. When he's hugging his son and even all the haters, I think we're on board with Tiger on that day. Now, when you talk about the biggest moments in American sports history, I still think Jesse Owens, 36 Olympics, I think the color barrier with Jackie Robinson would all carry weight above anything. But, and there's a lot of divisive opinions on that. And I read something that FDR didn't even congratulate Jesse Owens. Not until the 50s did the Eisenhower administration honor him. That's just, you know, I read some of the stories of 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and parts of America. Not all. You can't broad brush the country, but, you know, it's, well, you didn't get a starting five, an all-black starting five, until what, the Texas Western 66, like the movie Glory wrote. Jackie Robinson movie was a good one. It was. That was a good movie. Yeah, Kurt Russell, though, Miracle. Because when you get a story that's real, sometimes along the way, Hollywood, a scriptwriter, or writers, plural, they'll they'll take away from what really happened. And in the movie Miracle, they, it was so, you can watch that. You know what's coming, obviously, right? You can watch that 20 times. And it's so strong from a sports perspective. And Kurt Russell and his speech and playing Herb Brooks. Man. And then I was in, it was an honor in West Michigan when I did the play-by-play voice for the football movie Touchback, and Kurt Russell was a high school coach, and they were going to do a locker room scene. I'll never forget this, because he set the bar so high with Miracle, and he was doing a locker room scene, and I told the director, I think it was Don Hadfield, I said, man, I need to see that, because I thought it would inspire me, and I think what he did with Herb Brooks and Miracle was so good. You know, he's doing a high school before a big high school game, and I'm like, I'm not feeling it, Don. I'm not feeling it. He's like, what do you mean? I think it's pretty. I go, yeah, it's good, but maybe I'm comparing, you know, when he was Herb Brooks and Miracle. I was kind of like Al Michaels of that movie Touchback, which if you look in your DVD bin at your local store or on cable or satellite, you might be able to check out the movie. It's a good movie. It's called Touchback, and Kurt Russell was in it, and Brian Presley out of Jinx, Oklahoma, was one of the actors and produced it. Barry Sanders did a cameo. I'm telling you, man, and they did the actors and voices in alphabetical order, and it was Barry Sanders and then Bill Simonson right after Barry. He's my idol, man. There's no one I've ever worshipped more in sports than Barry Sanders. I did see that Garth Brooks came out at Ford Field, like, you know, 80,000 people tonight, and he's wearing a Barry Sanders jersey. That was pretty cool. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS, Sam in Pennsylvania. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening, Huge. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, Sammy?
All right, sir. I totally agree. And I remember exactly where I was on the Miracle of Ice. That was awesome. I just wanted to mention something more recent, and maybe more the women in America maybe rallied around more than the men, but the men also was the women's U.S. Olympic team when they beat Canada in 2018.
Hey, the U.S. women, the soccer team, has brought America together. And I know Canada has a solid soccer program to the north. And I appreciate the call, Sam, from Pennsylvania. I said that, 99, Brandi Chastain and the slide and the sports bra. And I think the second most all-in in America after Miracle on Ice would be what the U.S. women's soccer in couple different generations, right, that have, you know, the Julie Foudies to the Mia Hamms to the modern Abby Wambachs and what they've done. Yeah, I would say that the women's soccer since 99 has brought America together because they are the best in the world. They are the best in the world, and we respect that. And you get a World Cup every 4 years. Someday, if the men ever get there, which you're so far behind the Brazils and the Germanys and the Italys and Spain. Maybe, like John Collin, our soccer insider, said once on this show, it may be 40 years. But if the U.S. ever won the World Cup in soccer on the men's side, I think the entire country would be all in. Let's say we'd stun Germany or Brazil or the number one team. I don't think it'd be as big as Miracle on Ice, but it would be big. But I will salute women's soccer and the U.S. women's soccer program for what they've done on bringing America together with the sport of soccer on being the best in the world. Callers online, we'll get to your huge opinions. Again, if you want to join us, we're asking you, what's even close to the Miracle on Ice 40th anniversary today, to the biggest all-in moment in American sports history. And then the Astros, if Jim Crane, the owner, gives back the banner, the trophy, and the rings, would it end what will be a nonstop year of Astros bashing on and off the field? You can answer those questions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. McKeon and Alicia are producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Seth Cantor will have another update here in about 7 minutes. Huge questions of the night. Is there anything close to what happened 40 years ago, the Miracle on Ice, when we beat the mighty Russians? And I'm getting some flack from the Houston area that I'm saying return the banner, the trophy, and all the rings. And I know we have listeners on AM 610. Dudes, I'm trying to help here. The entire start to spring training has been about the Astros, and it will only get bigger. They're confiscating signs. Come on. Man, you can't control the message. It is the worst move in modern media history to try and control the message. I get there are innocent people who got a ring. It's a dirty championship. It's a dirty championship season. You're trying to say, okay, you're not going to get a ring. The banner goes away. The trophy goes away. Because the Astros have to try and find a way as a franchise to move on. Like Chris Calloway rips me from League City, Texas. He tweets at Saturday Huge. At Saturday Huge is on the radio saying that Jim Crane should have a press conference in New York where the Astros give back World Series trophy, the banner, and all the players there to turn in their rings. Rings are team-provided and have nothing to do with the league. We've reached peak clown show. What? So what have the Astros done then for cheating? It's a dirty championship in 2017. It's dirty. So you're going to agree with confiscating signs at a damn exhibition game today. You're going to agree with that. You're going to agree with, we just want to go on as business as usual. We've already said we're sorry. It's a dirty ring, a dirty trophy, a dirty banner. And does it really mean any Astros fan listening right now, anywhere in this country, anywhere in Canada, does that ring or banner or trophy mean that much that you're willing to have what may be at least a year, maybe the rest of the Astros' lives in baseball will be about this? No. Oh, they got immunity. No, this is where the owner does it. Is giving back that trophy or that banner, those rings, going to make sponsors stop doing business with you? No, it's going to make the media stop. It's going to make the people stop in the stands because they did the ultimate give back of a dirty championship. That's my point here. I'm not saying shut down the franchise. I didn't say banish the players to an island in the South Pacific. I said do something to show you really are sorry for cheating to win a trophy. That's it. That's all. You can hear what you want to hear. You can spin it how you want to spin it. Marty tweets at Saturday Huge. agree everything should be forfeited and all other teams move up a position. And they're not going to do that. People said the Dodgers went one. And I'm not saying the move up. I don't know why it doesn't happen, like the Olympics, like Marty said, but no, it's dirty. And just, you think an apology? Oh, yeah, we cheated. Okay, we cheated, we're sorry, and that's it. We're going to move on. Ryan Messer is listening in Pleasant Grove, Alabama. He says, Jesse Owens beating Germany and winning gold in Hitler's face. Hashtag Black History Month. Like I said, I think that's Jesse Owens and the color barrier being broke by Jackie Robinson in baseball are the two biggest sports moments, but everybody wasn't all in on that, unfortunately. Everybody was all in on the Miracle on Ice as a country. Yeah, Owens, when he had to go back to Alabama after what he did in the face of Hitler, and Hitler actually sent him an autographed photo, and FDR, the president at the time, according to what I read, never congratulated him. Eisenhower saluted him in the 50s. But he had to go back to a segregated South, which is a damn shame. It is. I'm sorry for what he did. That is just amazing in Berlin. It's the greatest sports moment, I think, in our country's history. And then Jackie breaking the color barrier would be too. Let's go to Saeed in Houston, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How's it going? Good to be back on your show.
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, just calling from Houston. Obviously, I've been an Astros fan since I was a kid. I have to say I don't agree with the take on Crane returning the trophies. I'm not just saying that here as a homer. I definitely think, we know the players cheated. We know it was big. We know it was organized. I personally think Major League Baseball screwed it up and dropped the ball here. And for Crane, it's kind of a no-win situation now. But I think if they were to give the trophy back, look, right now you have the Red Sox punishment looming as well. It's going to come out soon. And kind of what Manfred said, where's it going to stop then if we start to return trophies and banners? I wanted to say just one point. I'll hang up and listen to you. And I've heard you talk about this before, but in the PED era, in the steroid era, there was over 100 players that were implicated. More than half of those were pitchers. Now, I know you could say, well, that wasn't organized at a team level. But even so, that was dirty baseball. And those players that did the PEDs, they had some advantage over the teams that maybe did not or did not do it to that effect. None of those people gave back rings or came back trophies. And I wanted to make one last point, Hugh, and then I'd like to listen to you. You look at even the last commissioner, Bud Selig. Bud Selig got into the Hall of Fame. But we know that baseball knew that at that time ratings were down. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, those guys brought the ratings back. There's a lot of data to show this. Everybody knows that they saved baseball. The ratings over that 5 to 10 year period really came back. And a lot of these executives in baseball were watching that happen, and they benefited. Like I said, Bud Selig's in the Hall of Fame. So I feel right now, to punish the players with the history the league's had, I think if anything, the owner should blame Manfred. I'm saying this as an Astros fan. Manfred dropped the ball. He gave him immunity. He gave him a deal. But now to punish the players with the history the league's had, I don't think it's the right thing. Honestly, I think once the Red Sox story breaks and Sports Illustrated is saying it might be up to 6 or 7 teams that were doing this, I think Astros are going to be the villains, but eventually I think the noise eventually dies down. I don't think it's going to die down anytime soon, but I personally would not give back the trophy or banner, and always enjoy your show. I'm going to sit back and listen. Thank you for having me again.
Yes, Saeed, and I appreciate your opinion. I respect everybody's opinion. I'm just giving you my opinion on sports. We can debate it. You can agree, disagree, so be it. And we're going to keep moving on. So if you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. Yeah, I think Manfred's in trouble. I think Major League owners may have to fire him for the handling of this. But they're waiting on the Astros possibly to do something, but now it looks like they're done. And the Red Sox punishment, but the Manfred announced that no players will be punished. So you've set a precedent as the commissioner of Major League Baseball that you can cheat. And remember, they have a union, the Major League Baseball Players Association. You can cheat, but as a team, if you come clean, you'll get immunity because the Astros and soon here the Red Sox will be your reference points. Amazing. You want to join us live? 1-855-212-4 or CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, the toughest sports on dirt take the stage in St. Louis for the U.S. Border Patrol Invitational, only on CBS Sports Network. What sport? I'm reading the promo liner, McKeon, from the CBS Sports Network. What sport are they talking about? Is it the rodeo? The bull?
Professional bull riding.
Well, they never said anything. I'm like, what sport are they talking about? I thought, yeah, the PBR, right? The professional bull riding. But it's not there.
I have the brown bull on the money line.
Yeah, I didn't. I just read that. I'm like, okay, what sport are they talking about?
You excited for it?
Yeah, it's 8 Eastern, Sunday night, 5 Pacific only on the CBS Sports Television Network.
Now, do you host a PBR party?
I usually do. It's like a Super Bowl Sunday.
You should order like a six-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon. I mean, for the PBR, I mean, it just makes sense at that point.
Get
right?
set because CBS Sports Radio presents Super Bowl Sunday. Six-hour pregame show. Let's go meet the bull.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Brought to you by Ferdinand. Super Bowl Sunday. Why aren't they doing that? I'm serious in the marketing for Super Bowl Sunday. That is, someone's going to use that and I'm getting paid for it. I swear, no one's stealing that.
I mean, there's no way there's a copyright against that, right?
Super Bowl. You're saying bull, okay? Trust me, I've seen enough BS on Sundays. Being a Lions fan, it's Super Bowl Sunday. If you want to join in, two huge questions of the night with the Miracle on Ice 40-year anniversary. What's close in America? Now, I know we had the caller, like some Twitter people were saying, oh, he was talking about U.S. women in hockey. I thought he was talking about U.S. and Canada, the rivalry in soccer. My bad. I know the U.S. women's soccer program since 99 when they won the World Cup, that they have brought America together. And I know the U.S. women have a great rivalry with Canada, but I don't think that's gotten the country going crazy together. So my bad. I got some guy on Twitter, well, you don't know hockey. I didn't know what the guy, he didn't mention the sport. My bad, okay? I'm trying to have a moment with you, and some of you just on Twitter are like, oh, my, you're like my kids, go to bed. I told you 5 times to go to bed, right? Oh, man, what'd he say? It's Natas, wherever he's from, I don't know. He says, please realize that guy surely was not talking about U.S. women beating Canada in soccer. How could you not realize how stupid your reply was? Makes me think you don't listen to yourself. Come on, bro. Yeah, I do listen to myself. I have the complete 28-year history in my vehicle on my Apple CarPlay. I listen to myself nonstop. I thought he was talking about... I never U.S. women's hockey. I know they've had some epic games against the Canadian women, but it's nothing that's been all in for America. I think Canada might get into it more than America does on that side. Hey, man, with all the sports I talk about, with the different sports I talk about, with how many names and coaches and people and players, am I not going to miss something once in a while? Yes. But come on. I'm talking about mega moments where the country was all in together beyond Miracle on Ice. And I think that the U.S. women's soccer program since 99 has brought this country together to cheer as one when they played in the Olympics or the World Cup. There you go. Also, I'm getting more grief. I know we're on AM 610 in Houston that, oh, they don't have to give back the banner and rings and trophy. They've already apologized. Come on. This is only getting worse. Now they're confiscating signs. I think the owners are going to fire Manfred. This is going to, it's dwarfing everything about baseball everywhere. So do you agree with me if they just gave back the banner, the trophy, the rings, that they would acknowledge that 2017, just like they acknowledged it by firing Hinch and firing Luhnow, the GM. I think the media and the fans of the game of baseball can't get over that the players are going free on this. And they're going to keep wearing their rings. And they're going to look at that banner, and they're going to be able to touch that trophy, or it's probably in a case now someplace in Houston. That's where it's not ending. So join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Kyle in Michigan, thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle. Let's go to Alan in Toronto. Listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
November 4th, 2001, Game 7. I've got a good one. The ninth inning. I know exactly what happened. Mark Grace singles to center field. And DeLucci runs for him. Damian Miller bunts to Rivera, and it was a throwing error, so it meant on first and second. And Jay Bell bunts. DeLucci was running for Jay Bell. I mean Mark Grace, and Jay Bell bunts and is thrown out at third. Midgery Cummings runs at second base for and Tony Womack doubles down the right field line, scoring Cummings. Man on second and third, Craig Counsell's hit by the pitch. And so the infield is in and the outfield is shallow. The outfield has to play shallow because anything hit over your head, you may as well let it drop because the runner will tag and score anyway. So Luis Gonzalez hits a bloop sinker over Jeter's head. It would have been a routine play, but Jeter had to play shallow too. So it was one of the highlights of my life because I was really rooting for Arizona because they were in their fourth year of expansion and they were heavy underdogs and the Yankees were very, very heavily favored because they won three World Series in a row. So they won their fourth. They were about to win their fourth. You know, they were only two outs away. Then again, I felt a little bit sad too because it was 9/11 that year too. So I was kind of rooting for the Yankees. I would have been thrilled to see them win it. But, that's every bit as good as Miracle on Ice, as far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Well, and I know, Alan, and thanks for the call in Toronto, listening on AM590. Post 9/11, everything sports was amazing in America. High schools, colleges, pros, all sports. It was amazing how we came together, but unfortunately, that was one of the darkest days in American history. Miracle on Ice is just about, you know, Herb Brooks in the speech and what Kurt Russell did and hitting it out of the park in Miracle, where nine times out of ten we're going to lose, but this is our night, and it was. And it was the biggest thing that brought America together where it didn't involve a tragedy. I will say post 9/11 may be bigger on bringing the country together because we were hurting. we were hit on our broadside. And you remember all the patriotism at the Meadowlands and college football games and high schools and the flag and the meaning of it. And that also is symbolic of the miracle on ice and the flag and Jim Craig draped in the flag and that they went on to beat Finland for the gold medal and had to rally to win the gold. Let's go to Lenny in Arizona. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Lenny.
Kind of reminiscent of the Seattle Mariners back in September when all that came about. They had just won the American League West. They won 116 games that year, and they had to go to New York and face the Yankees after what happened. That was horrible. That was horrible. And as far as the Houston Astros go, I think that the biggest punishment has been laid on them because now they got their peers going to be after them or not happy with them. The fans aren't going to be happy with them, and the press is never going to let up on it. So they're getting punished pretty bad without being punished, and it's never going to stop. Anyhow, that's all I got to say about
that.
Well,
thank you, Lenny. I appreciate you listening out in beautiful Arizona. Yeah, Rob Manfred said something about that to the point of they're going to deal with this publicly. That's why if I'm the Astros owner, my entire point on giving back the trophy and the banner and the rings is that you would hope to stop the PR bleeding. That was my point on this. I said that 6 weeks ago. And instead they just, you know, they all sit in a room and they have this idea that we're going to spin it and we apologize and people will move on. It's not happening. I mean, look at today. Look at, you know, signs being confiscated. People banging on the metal seats. These are no names that were out there. What's it going to be like in Major League stadiums? MLB going to crack down on anybody who's trying to go after the Astros? They've already told the teams, hey, don't throw at these guys. I agree with, you know, not hurting somebody. But now you're going to tell the fans they can't be irate? You're going to control the message? Major League Baseball and all these teams and ballparks? Really? So you're going to protect the cheaters even more? God. Well, what about people who do it the right way? Where's their protection? Huh? In sports, where's their protection? People who do things the right way, who win a championship without cheating. Where's their protection, Rob Manfred? Where's their security force to ensure that doing the right thing means you're also protected? It's amazing. We'll take more of your huge opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4CBS. 4227. Tweet me at Saturday Huge. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Thank you, McKeon. Thank you, Alicia. Solid 2 hours producing the Saturday Night Huge Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.